Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Newt Gingrich keeps saying if he were president, gasoline would cost $2.50 a gallon. For a really smart guy, that's a really dumb thing to say and frankly insulting to my intelligence and yours. No president can, just by his own willpower, make gasoline in the U.S. cost $2.50 a gallon. Yes, the U.S. should do more drilling, and yes, we should build the Keystone Pipeline, and yes, we need more refineries, but even if we do all of this, the world's appetite for oil continues to grow, and the price is what the market will bear. What possible incentive would there be for oil companies to sell oil for less to us when China, Japan, and most of Europe would pay more? None. They'd be crazy to. This is why these presidential campaigns are so silly. Candidates promise us the moon, in Gingrich's case literally, but that's another story. But then when they win, there's no way they can deliver.
There's the Talkers Chris Corr commenting on Newt Gingrich and his campaign promise of $2.50 gasoline. Number one, well, of the presidential race in GOP side, number one, whether Gingrich is or not, remains to be seen. Let's work our way through it in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, getting started with Brian Kilmeade and Gretchen Carlson talking to Dick Morris about what he said, and that is, it's time for the Republicans to get behind Mitt Romney.
You were on the network yesterday saying it's time for Republicans to unite behind Mitt Romney. Didn't look like they did that, though, sir.
Yeah, well, I have to learn a lesson, and so does Mitt Romney. And so, for that matter, does Santorum and Gingrich, but more me. You know, you can lead a horse to water, you can't make him drink. And it was pretty clear that Romney has now lost Georgia, South Carolina, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Kansas. You think they're trying to send him a message?
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, you can't win the nomination of a party if its base doesn't vote for you, can't stand you. Now, mathematically, Romney is ahead, and the points that I've made before are correct, which is the only way to avoid a deadlock convention is for Romney to take out a lead and seize it and really win it. But he obviously hasn't closed the deal. And, like right now, he should be out there criticizing the plan to give our missile defense secrets to the Russians. He should be out there criticizing that the lawyer for the Guantanamo terrorists is now number three in the Justice Department in charge of Guantanamo. He should be out there talking about how the CBO has just said Obamacare will cost twice as much as they thought it would and will add enormously to the deficit. Stop attacking each other and start acting like a conservative Republican alternative to Obama.
That's the problem with that,
I think,
though,
that Santorum, though, needs to get away from the social issues and on to the economic issues so that he can broaden his appeal.
Yeah, the problem with that is that the longer that this race goes on undecided, you know, how much will these candidates feel like they have to attack one another, right or wrong, to try and get an upper edge in the upcoming states? I mean, specifically now we're looking at Illinois. This is 69 delegates. And now that Santorum and Gingrich are vowing to fight past all of these other states that we had last night, what's going to happen in Illinois?
Well, I think Romney will win Illinois, but again, not overwhelmingly. And he needs to be the consensus candidate to get this nomination. And he needs to absorb the lesson that he is simply not connecting with the Republican
base. Yeah, can he change that? Can he change that about who he is?
Yeah, I think the way I think he can do it is, as I said, comment on the events of the day and show that he's a conservative alternative to Obama. So that, you know, when yesterday they announced that they were going to share our missile defense secrets with the Russians, so they feel better about our putting missiles in Europe. That's crazy. That's outrageous. Romney should be attacking that at the top of his lungs. Mm. Instead of talking about the Republican primary or his background or any of that stuff, he should focus on the events and use them to demonstrate that he's a real conservative alternative.
All right. And the big thing is, too, is, as you know better than anybody, Missouri's going to a Republican, whoever the nominee is. Alabama's going to a Republican, whoever the nominee is. And it's a good sign in some of the battleground states like Ohio and Florida, Mitt Romney has prevailed.
Up next, more on the primaries and caucuses here on the Countdown Show.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
So here you are, stuck in rush hour traffic, thinking about your back pain. You know, if you'd used a Thermacare heat wrap this morning, it would still be working. That's because Thermacare is the only wrap with patented heat cells that penetrate deep to relax, soothe, and unlock tight muscles for up to 16 hours of relief. That's 8 hours while you wear it, and 8 more even after it's off. Can your patch say that? And you? You'd be sitting pretty all the way home. For up to 16 hours of back pain relief, try Thermacare. Use as directed.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Musicians, Guitar Center's legendary Green Tag Sale means one thing. Massive savings of at least 50% off list on hundreds of items throughout the store. Now through Sunday, save big on Green Tag deals, like 71% off list on Yamaha full-size Dreadnought Acoustics, just $99. Three sets of D'Addario Electric Strings, $9. Dynamic Vocal Mics, buy one, get three free. And you can still score additional 50% off list savings all month long. But hurry, Guitar Center's Green Tag Sale ends Sunday.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now, including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus, how'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief, the right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Talk Radio in review. Here we have Talk Radio host Tommy Tucker with CBS political analyst Dottie Lynch. Nice to hear from her again about whether it's more significant that Romney lost Alabama and Mississippi or that Mr. Santorum won.
What about this Mitt Romney losing in Alabama and Mississippi, or would it be more appropriate to say Rick Santorum winning?
Well, depending on how you want to spin it, but I think Romney people probably did it to themselves. They weren't expected to do well down there. Then they thought they might have a shot and spent a lot of money, actually, especially in Alabama. They thought they could pick that one off and got everybody thinking they may win. So I think Santorum obviously had a good night, but Romney now has to go through all over again. They're saying Illinois, which is next Tuesday, is going to be the next the new Michigan. So he's now got to prove himself again in another must-win state.
How significant is it that he came in third?
I think, as I said, you know, he was expected not to do well. Gingrich, people thought, might win them both. But coming in third, even a close third, makes it tough. And you look at the exit polls, and it's the same problem for him again. Conservatives, evangelicals, people in both states saying they're he's not conservative enough, they'd be dissatisfied he's the nominee. So I think he's got some problems, and he needs to get back on track by getting a win over Santorum soon.
Dottie, I get the delegate count, and I get the proportional way that these primaries are run in terms of delegates, but let me pose the scenario by you, and it led to a heated discussion between Jordan Fiegel and myself today, our producer. And sometimes I make stuff up in my head, I'll admit it, but I'm just looking at these Santorum victories, and I'm thinking that maybe somehow, some way, And I heard a soundbite from a voter yesterday in Alabama that said, now we vote our conscience, and then in the general election we vote to win the White House. And I'm thinking, well, if you keep voting your conscience, you may not have a chance to vote for Mitt Romney. And here's what I'm thinking. Does somehow Rick Santorum catch fire? Does somehow he get the attention of conservatives? And does somehow this whole election get framed in a manner of the president's view of the country and a conservative view of the country? And that's what the election in November comes down to, because Mitt Romney is really closer to the middle than obviously Santorum is. So do somehow during the course of these primaries, the Republicans coalesce and they think, you know what, Santorum is right. And by gosh, we're going to make our stand here in November. And we're going to, I hate to use the phrase, take our country back, but get back to the core values that, and I put that phrase in quotation marks, the core values as they see them that Santorum preaches, and they decide, win or lose, this is what we're going to make this November election about, a referendum as to our vision of the country. Am I making stuff up in my head or not?
Well, I think there are a lot of conservatives who feel that way. What Santorum is trying to do is take it one step beyond that and say, look at Ronald Reagan. He was conservative, but he was a leader, and he was able to win because not only was he able to get conservatives on board, but by being strong and standing for something, he was able to win and win big the second time. So I think because of the antipathy to President Obama, that may be a little bit harder sell this time to say, win or lose, we want to vote our principles.
That's what I was trying to ask you.
Yeah.
In other words, do they say, screw it, we're going to make our stand here, and whatever happens in November happens?
Yeah, there are some who say that. I think there may be more, though, who really want to win and are willing to compromise, even if it's Mitt Romney. So last night, all these people saying they thought Romney would be the nominee, but they were voting for Santorum yesterday because they really believed in him.
Here's host Mike McConnell with political analyst Paul Green. They focus on the news media and what the news media, remember the headline, Santorum sweeps the South. What kind of nonsense is that?
A lot of attention was paid to Santorum's wins in Mississippi,
yes,
and Alabama. Less attention paid to the fact that there was also a primary going on in Hawaii and American Samoa.
Right.
And as it turns out, Romney picked up more delegates than Santorum last night.
Yes. You know, one thing about the media, no one ever said that let me put it this way, media ethics could be an oxymoron. I was watching CNN last night. I flew in from being with my family in California, and so I saw all of CNN. I've never seen such puffing in my life. They were on like for 5 or 6 hours, and basically they could have been on for 20 minutes. The bottom line is that this is not a game change. Santorum squeaked through on two primaries. The delegates are evenly split, and Romney, as you said, actually won more delegates. But again, you got to keep the beat going on, and you know, how else can you fill up so cheaply 6 hours of television? But overblown, totally overblown.
Well, they're trying to make drama out
right.
of something that lacks drama.
And you're right. And they're going to try and have a brokered convention, because as someone who's been to the last 7 conventions, both Republican and Democratic, the moments of intrigue and excitement, you could count on the fingers of both hands, and you don't need your toes. So they're trying to make it like it's something crucial, and what's really happening is that it's both a game and a war. And the game is not about whether Santorum could reach 1144, the number of delegates you need to get the nomination, or Gingrich or Paul. The real issue is, the real game is to prevent Romney from getting to 1144. It's quite similar to our old mayor race with Rahm Emanuel in last February. The question wasn't whether he wasn't going to get the most votes, but could you keep him from 50% plus one?
Right.
That's exactly what's happening now. Santorum, Gingrich, and Paul are in it to prevent him from getting the nomination on the first ballot. That's the game.
Up next, more on the candidates and the contests. That's right here on the Politically Oriented Talk Radio Countdown Show.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com, with the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com, home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey, for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter, perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey, because we're open 24-7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY, or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
News Talk Radio, News Talk Television, the new media. What's the buzz on Facebook about these candidates? Here's host Steve Scott with another analyst named Brian Montepoli. They talk about Rick Santorum's wins and wondering out loud whether the momentum takes him to Puerto Rico and Illinois.
Brian, after his wins in Alabama and Mississippi, does Rick Santorum have some momentum?
He certainly has momentum, but that doesn't mean he has a real clear path to the nomination. I mean, you know, we were talking about two deeply conservative southern states, and Mitt Romney got a little bit excited about these states and sort of raised expectations, but realistically, an Ivy League northeastern Mormon with a reputation as a moderate is going to have a hard time in Alabama and Mississippi, no matter how you slice it. So, you know, this was a tough loss for him, but I think, you know, can start comparing Santorum to, like, say, a Mike Huckabee from 2008, a guy who seems to connect with a lot of the base voters, but, you know, ultimately isn't able to get there.
Romney still has a big lead in the delegate race, but is he wobbling a little?
I mean, he, you know, despite the headlines today, he's actually going to emerge from last night with more delegates than anyone else, because there were these contests in American Samoa and Hawaii that he won, and then these two southern states were proportional. So basically, the three top candidates each took about a third of the delegates. He's wobbling in the sense that no one really seems to be able to warm to him, and he's not able to put to rest these concerns about his appeal to conservatives. But ultimately, you know, he remains the strong front runner to win the nomination.
Some said yesterday was do or die for Newt Gingrich, that he had to win one or both of these southern states to stay in the race. Is his campaign dead in the water?
Well, you know, Newt would attack the elite media for saying so, but I certainly think that it's hard to see his viability in this race. I mean, he and Santorum have been in this battle to be the consensus conservative alternative to Mitt Romney. Well, Newt Gingrich has lost that battle. He's won only two of, I think, 27 states so far. Santorum continues to win states in Gingrich's backyard. And if you're a conservative voter going forward and you're looking for somebody to beat Mitt Romney and you see these two guys, you're going to go with Santorum, I think, much of the time, because you're going to say this is the guy who seems to have a more viable path to the nomination. You know, Gingrich is vowing to stick around in this thing, and he potentially can if people keep pouring money into his super PAC, but at some point it starts to get to be, you know, you start to question what he's thinking in staying in the race.
Here's Mr. Doug Meehan with another political analyst. This guy's name is Josh Davis. They say Rick Santorum's wins in Alabama and Mississippi make him a serious contender.
Does Santorum's win in the Deep South relaunch him as a serious GOP candidate? Your thoughts?
It has to. And I think the interesting question here, Doug, is whether relaunch is the right word. You heard both Gingrich and Santorum talking about the media's presentation of the race versus what they want to characterize as the reality of the race. Santorum has been competitive again and again. Every time Romney appears on the edge of winning, or at least plausibly claiming that he's done, Santorum does something like what he did last night. And I think last night was particularly remarkable in what's been a remarkable race, because Santorum's people were playing down expectations on the basis both of how much money Romney spent in Alabama and Mississippi and the depth of his organization. And nevertheless, he won. There is a profound discomfort with Mitt Romney, and amazingly enough, some sense of comfort with Rick Santorum. You want something to think about. Mm-hmm. Think about how it could possibly be that voters across this country are more comfortable with a guy who thinks a college education is something snobs want and that sex really is only for procreation.
So that's my question. Does this say more about how good Santorum is or how bad Romney is? So what is it? What side does it tell us? Worse for Santorum that he is a legitimate candidate, or that Romney is just a weak candidate?
So I think there's a New England-ish answer to that, and then I think there's a real answer to it. The New England answer is Romney's a terrible candidate. He can't stop talking about how rich he is. Even yesterday or the day before, he was talking about how some of his good friends are baseball owners. So he knows NASCAR owners and baseball owners. Doesn't appear to own any real people. That's got to be from parts of the country that are a little more liberal leading than what we think. I think there's something very different, though, which is that in a lot of the country, Rick Santorum is a good candidate because he is saying what people think.
800-510-8255. Who do you think? Or you're ready to do what Dick Morris tells you to do, and that's get behind Romney. We'll find out from you on the countdown in a few moments.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Important medical alert for users of antidepressant prescription drugs. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy, including Zoloft, Depakote, Paxil, Prozac, Wellbutrin, Lexapro, Celexa, or Effexor, and have a child born with a birth defect such as cleft lip, cleft palate, club foot, or other heart, lung, and cranial defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call 800-457-1584 now. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy and have a child born with a birth defect, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-457-1584. That's 800-457-1584. The call and consultation are free. 800-457-1584.
This is an advertisement. Attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwald, admitted in California. Office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California 92122. Cases may be referred to or handled independently by local counsel for principal responsibility.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Cornucopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Back to our discussion of the pretenders, the contenders, and the intenders as the GOP situation, grand old party. The Republicans are in the focus. Presidential candidate Newt Gingrich expressing frustration with both the news media and the Republican Party establishment for failing to understand his ideas for transforming American politics. As calls for him to bow out of the race have grown louder this week following how he finished in Mississippi and Alabama, he said he was going to win, you remember that. He seemed to be kind of off his mark, grumpy even, and in a crowded place, Lincoln Day dinner in Chicago, he said, quote, "The thing I find most disheartening in this campaign is the difficulty of talking about large ideas on a large scale because the news media can't cover it, and my opponents can't comprehend it." So, is him? He says he's the only candidate of all four who's focused on ideas and solutions and not just the usual politics. And the only one advocating wholesale change to a political system that's methodically and deliberately stupid. I think he's said a lot of things there that are right. What about you? 800-510-EWS. He's just stopped talking about being like Ronald Reagan. Find your own place in the sun there. 800-510-8255. A lot of people feel that way about Ron Paul as well. So Newt Gingrich and Ron Paul, are they two peas in a pod? Randy, calling the countdown from Louisiana, now on the air.
I'm sorry. These people are a pack of puppets, and Ron Paul's the only one that's going to get us out of any kind of situation, especially over in the Middle East. Santorum would be, if I had to go a second, it'd be Santorum, but the other two, no way. And, and I'm hoping Ron Paul runs in a third party, independent or something, because I'm really an independent, but I ain't got no choice.
I don't know that I disagree with you, Randy. The problem is when he runs, it sucks away from the Republicans, not the Democrats for the most part. And that means you got some more, four more years of Mr. Obama, who's on his way, by the way, to breaking all kinds of records when it comes to getting big piles of cash. I think Gingrich has got another point. Perhaps you haven't heard him talking about the people who have donated, excuse me, 150,000, I think, have donated. He got a couple of bucks here and $10 there. So does that give him strength in your mind? I'm not advocating. I'm just asking the question. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Let's see. Don's listening to one of our five stations in Ohio with thoughts on Mr. Gingrich.
Next move would be the 45th president of the United States of America and the convention. And I believe Newt can win it. It looks like Sarah Palin got wiped out in Alaska. J.C. Watts got wiped out in Oklahoma. We got wiped out in Ohio. But Newt stayed in there, and I started looking. Politics is a substitute for war. So you look at it like, okay, we all got wiped out, but our commander-in-chief, theoretically speaking, Newt Gingrich, is still in the game. He can take it to the convention. He can win it. He can beat Obama.
You know, it's interesting to take apart the record. Gingrich has done a pretty good job of this. He says he also wants to be the candidate of science and technology, whether it's on energy, it's on stopping crooks in Medicare, getting into space, which I was ridiculed for, or helping to make you make sure your family doesn't suffer from something that could be avoided. You know, he has made a lot of sense. There's nobody, I think, who actually listens to what he says or reads his comments that thinks he's a dumb man. He's not. He's too idiosyncratic, and maybe what he's saying this week, I mean, we expect the president to be perfect, and they're all far from that because they're just like you. They're imperfect. But to look at the record and to have somebody running against Barack Obama, which is what these guys ought to be doing instead of running against each other, and Gingrich has been doing, you know, he's sort of back and forth with that flailing around. But since taking office in January of 2009, here's how things have shaped up in terms of the federal government. Federal spending has gone from $2.5 trillion to $3.3 trillion a year. The federal deficit has gone from $642 billion to about three times that, $1.7 trillion. The debt from $10 trillion to $14 trillion. Foreclosures topped a million for the first time in history last year. The gas prices have gone up over 140%. Healthcare insurance premiums have gone up about 10% per year. 15% of Americans are considered poor. 10% unemployment, basically speaking, is 9 point something or other. And here's the kicker. The number of regulations, this is the thing I think people ought to be thinking about. The number of regulations that have been published in the Federal Register, 80,000 new pages of regulations. 80,000 pages of new regulations in the past 3 years. 80,000 pages of new governmental regulations. 800-510-8255. John's calling from one of our, I think we have four or five stations in Texas. John, take it away.
I don't think he could win the South. And the reason is religion. No one in the South or Midwest that are born-again Christians are going to vote for him Warman. It's a fact that the national media has missed, and I think it's a matter of not being so conservative. It's a matter of not being Christian enough in the South. No one will admit to being a religious bigot, but there is a lot of that, I believe. All you have to do is look at the amount of literature, that anti-Mormon literature, that has been distributed in the South and Midwest to born-again Christians. And you would be surprised at the venom that exists.
No, I don't think I would, John. Mitt Romney doesn't win the South because he's a Mormon. I'm not a big fan of Mormonism, but I'm not a big fan of the Christian right-wing radical sorts that think that's, that nobody is. This will annoy some people, but think about the sort of extremes in any religion and what it is that brings people around to being as bitter as they are. Maybe some of you are this way about other people and their points of view, my way or the highway. That thinking never gets you anywhere, especially in politics, but in life, it doesn't get you ahead. And I think he's right about a lot of things. There are a lot of bigots in this country. Why? That's so much to be thankful for. Yet people want to blame their problems on other people who often have nothing to do with it. Again, not necessarily being a fan of Mormonism or any real religion that basically says we're best and everybody else doesn't even exist. That's a problem here. 800-510-8255. Here's Bob in New York on the countdown.
I just think it's ridiculous for my fellow Americans to think religion matters in a, you know, in a vote when Santorum, Gingrich, Romney, even the president, they're just working for the interests of the international banking cartel. That's all they are. There is no choice except Ron Paul. That's all there is. I asked my fellow Americans in November, write in Ron Paul, because the electronic voting booth's not going to do it for you. Ron Paul, he's the only answer to save this country. The rest of them are shills for the international interest.
Isn't it interesting how many people call, and maybe it's because they find this a receptive home, the number of people that call Ron Paul. But I think generally speaking, News Talk Radio, people who are talking about these issues are hearing a lot from people of all ages who support Ron Paul, and yet he still isn't getting a fair shake in the news media. I don't think you can, I mean, am I wrong about that or not? 800-510-8255. Another Ohio caller, this lady's name is Martha.
It's really hard. I would go Santorum. If I had to, I'll go with Romney. The thing that Americans need to realize is we've got to stick together so we can beat Obama. And those supporters of Ron Paul, Ron Paul's philosophy is give the nukes to Iran. Iran is a country, a nation that wants to obliterate the United States and Israel. So somebody with that mentality to have the nuclear capability is disastrous. And for Ron Paul's philosophy, he's way off the mark.
Way off the mark, eh? Rick Santorum, Mitt Romney. Ron Paul, off the mark. Okay. Thank you for your expressions. 800-510-8255. There is a rally going on. The four remaining candidates are now sort of talking among themselves, asking each other, why are we squabbling when we ought to be concentrating on beating President Obama? I think there are a lot of people who are asking that question. Maybe you are. 800-510-8255. Doug Stephan on the countdown at 16 before the hour.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Ooh.
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip! And we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Spring into action at Sports Authority. We've got everything your family needs to get active this spring. Check out our Power Play deals, our best buys of the week. Like this deal worth sprinting here for. $15 off men's and women's ASICS Gel Phoenix 3 running shoes, now only $59.99. And just in time for spring training, get 50% off Franklin baseball training aids like a 5-piece base set and a multi-sport return trainer. Whether your family is into track and field or the baseball field, get to Sports Authority. All things sporting good. Offer valid 3/11 through 3/17 in stores only. Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma, or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
800-510-8255, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of what's going on. I find it refreshing. We don't have much in the way of discussion about Rush Limbaugh, so I guess the world is getting settled down a little bit there. 12.5 minutes before the hour. Our calls here are taken from your live calls to us at 800-510-8255, plus some of the calls from the programs we monitor, several hundred programs on great radio stations with individual hosts. We try not to take the material from the syndicated hosts, mostly because, frankly, it annoys the stations that we may be on that don't carry some of the syndicated shows. So we bring in samplings of the people who are doing a good job in the local market so that there's nobody who gets upset about anything. We don't want the focus to be on the people. It's more the message, the information, and the conversation, sometimes the controversy. Stan's calling in from one of our Pennsylvania affiliates, and he likes Mr. Santorum, apparently.
Here's why I support Santorum. Even when Governor Rendell, a Democrat, was in office, he praised Santorum during his time in office for bringing home the bacon to Pennsylvania. And Pennsylvania has not had a president in office since Buchanan. We need some money for PA. And that's why I support Santorum. If the Republican base is going to come out in force, it's not going to come out for Romney, because when Romney was in office in Massachusetts, he flat out lied to the people who are in favor of reproductive choice. They wanted him not to fight with him, and not to fight with them. And I think it was his first or second bill was a bill limiting abortion. So, no, Romney's a liar. Santorum? No, he's not. You might hate him, you might love him, but he's not a liar.
I don't hate him, and I don't love him, and I don't like the term lie. I don't like the term hate, don't like the term lie. But I think that Mr. Santorum has a convenient memory, it would appear. 800-510-8255. We have President Obama's not really the focus here. It is those who are running. That seems to be where most of the action is. And here's Floyd in Virginia to second the emotion about Rick Santorum.
We sports Santorum. I like him because he's a godly man. And we elected a godly man in Virginia. Here is Bob McDonnell. And it come out yesterday, I think it was, with our unemployment rate is 5.4%. God owns everything. And when we get a godly man in there that will take care of the godly things first, then put him first, then God will take care of everything else. And before his Romney goes, if you look at him, when I look at him, I see Obama, because he done exactly the same thing Obama's done.
It's amazing how people keep repeating the same thing that they hear on some of these talk radio programs over and over and over again. He's done the same thing as Obama's done. Really? Really? That's very interesting. I find that somewhat discouraging and dismaying. At any rate, more of your calls coming up, 51 past the hour.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hit the enter button for a conversation. You can find us, follow us on Facebook. It's very easy to get to the bottom line of so much information. It's amazing how much misinformation there is. And people still, even though there's all this new media and technology around us, still sort of relying on the old way of getting info, many people are. And a lot of the information is just plain wrong. Or just plain not there. 800, that's what's so great about this format, the News Talk Radio format, because things come out that otherwise might not. 800-510-8255. We're talking about the candidates, the primaries this week. Brad in Maryland with thoughts up next here on the countdown.
In the wake of, the fellow that went out and killed, was it one of 16 some odd people? It seems that, with the sentiment changing, so are the candidates. You got Rick Santorum. He's trying to get a little bit more, away from, supporting Afghanistan. And so is Gingrich. And, this is something that Ron Paul has been saying for many, many years now. Get out. And so it's like, I see it all the time. The candidates will do anything to sway public opinion or to get their, voters their way. It has nothing to do with their convictions or anything. It's just to get voters. And they're falling for it. I see the voters falling for it. Ron Paul's the one.
Please help me. I'm falling. So, Ron Paul, listen again. Count the number of calls about these as addressed to the various candidates, these four. And Ron Paul, far and away, gets more comments, most of them positive, than anybody else. John, up in or down in North Carolina with thoughts on Newt Gingrich and Santorum.
Newt should stay in to the end. Basically, Newt and Santorum, they're friendly, right? And so Newt and Santorum have an opportunity to further themselves, right, in this matter. And going forward, they have an opportunity to consolidate. and then at this point they'll be an effective situation for them to talk about. These two gentlemen will have a dialogue and they'll discuss things together, and then they'll be able to advance themselves. And I would add also that Mitt Romney suppresses voter turnout. He's not a passionate man. He's not a man that people really listen to or are inspired by. Whereas when Newt Gingrich speaks, people do listen, people are inspired, people go to the polls, people turn out and vote. So with Newt teaming up with Santorum, those two have an opportunity to have a dialogue, a conversation, and they can move forward with that.
800-510-8255. Moving forward, somebody named Ellen just sent me an email, federal red tape, with regard to what I was saying about these 80,000 pages of new federal laws and regulations. Federal red tape piling up at a record rate, some of the new restrictions pushing up the price of gasoline. The focus here equals about $150 to $600 a year, depending on how much you drive your car, adjusting the price of gasoline and the higher taxes being paid, road taxes and that sort of thing, passed on to you at the pump. There's some food for thought as Jack from Utah sounds off next.
First of all, let me say that Mitt has a really good track record. He's a good man. His life has been a life of service. When he was a young man, he went on a mission. And as far as it being a Christian, my goodness, this is a man that has served all of his life. When he was a younger man, he served as a volunteer at his church, as a leader. He's always been in an administrative executive position. He has industry experience. Neither one of these other men has had any experience in industry. As far as connecting with the people, I don't know. He doesn't have the demeanor to preach like a preacher. He just doesn't. He doesn't connect that way. But as far as he has a track record of getting things done. He came out here and just the Olympics were in total shambles. I mean, personally, I served as a volunteer in the Olympics. I thought we were going to lose them. We had a tremendous scandal right after they were awarded. I thought they were going to turn it back. But he just completely turned it around. Our coffers were full when he left. We still benefit from him because of Newt. Mitt. I respect Newt. I respect Santorum, but I don't think they have the ability to turn the economy around like Mitt does.
I think you've said a lot of true things there, Jack. I wish I had more time to talk about it. I want to squeeze Ruth in here.
I do support Gingrich. I think he's very experienced in working in Washington. He's very knowledgeable about foreign affairs. And I think he has the experience and knowledge to get things done in Washington, and he's got a plan for undoing some of the really bad policies that have come down through the Obama administration. We really need for some changes to happen.
I've got a plan! Of course, I don't have time for it because it's 59 past the hour on the countdown.